Hello, my name's Roger Watson, and welcome to the Jan Podcast. These occasional podcasts will be a miscellany of my reflections on working as an editor-in-chief, some hot topics in academic publishing, and occasional contributions from guest editors. This is the Jan Podcast of
20th of May 2018. Grow Your Orchid Profile. This is Roger Watson, the editor-in-chief of the Journal of Advanced Nursing. Now, this piece comes from Nurse Author and Editor, 2017, Volume 27, Number 2, and the second article in that issue. Do you have an ORCID profile? You should. Do you know about ORCID? If not, I suggest you investigate. ORCID is the Open Researcher and Contributor ID, and it provides you with a unique, personalised online profile where you can list publications and research grants and other legitimate academic outputs, including blogs. The important aspect of ORCID is that the information there can be verified. DOIs, or Digital Object Identifiers, and URL, Uniform Resource Locator, links to articles are provided. For most major research grant funding bodies, a link can be provided whereby the grant could be verified if necessary. ORCID provides you with a unique number that will follow you for the remainder of your career, and in fact, beyond, even beyond your life. And it can also be linked to Web of Science and your researcher ID profile and Scopus, so that citations and itch index can be checked. One incidental advantage of an ORCID profile is that it survives name changes, for example, marriage or gender realignment. And it's a great bonus for people from regions where many people have the same name, for example, in the Far East and Middle East. One recent development is the capacity to download a QR code which can be copied and pasted into CVs and PowerPoint presentations. If you're not convinced so far and not already creating your own profile, then read on. In addition to the benefits of having an ORCID profile, such as the verifiable and portable list of achievements, ORCID may soon be a common and indeed compulsory feature of grant applications, manuscript submissions and promotion procedures. Already, leading publishers are requesting that you provide your ORCID number when you create a profile on their online submission systems. To do this, the process is protected by your ORCID password, so nobody else can use this number in the submission process. Therefore, it's an unambiguous identifier for you as an author. Furthermore, it's now becoming common to see the ORCID logo and an author's number displayed next to their name in the byline of published articles. In the online version, this provides a link whereby the profile of the author can be checked. Grant award bodies are also requesting that applicants provide their ORCID number along with their project grant applications. ORCID is free and easy to use. It only takes a few minutes to set up a profile. Articles already on Researcher ID and Scopus can be transferred across. Others can be searched online or entered manually. ORCID staff are working with groups and organisations to create macros that allow citations to be easily imported to your profile. You can search and link from various databases, such as Crossref, and more are in the works. Research grants can be found using UberWizard for ORCID. All data can be entered manually. Your employment record must be entered this way. Of course, manual entry takes more time, but the profile does not all have to be completed all at once. Finally, there is provision to write free text a profile about yourself, your interests and achievements. The possibilities for using ORCID are many and only restricted by the imagination of the user. The ORCID logo and the QR code could be a useful addition to business cards so that people can easily check your profile. ORCID may come to replace CVs in the process of applying for jobs. Instead of the varied online profiles or none of academic staff, a profile picture accompanied by a link to ORCID and one to Researcher ID could simplify these considerably and obviate the need to update them and avoid having out-of-date and incomplete information on profile pages. Amidst a plethora of online platforms for recording and sharing achievements, some of which have already proven ephemeral, ORCID is a genuine, industry-wide attempt to create an international gold standard. ORCID is a club to which anyone can belong. I'm sure that it will be considered unusual or simply obstinate in the near future in academia not to have an ORCID profile. Finished yours yet?
This podcast was produced in association with youpublicationslimited.com.
Between pages, memories pressed.